Yeah, the sands in the hourglass continue to fall for another hour. Thanks for joining us. This is the second Sunday edition of Spirit Soul Music on Ovations. My name is I. Robin Booker. Indeed, I am your humble host, honored to be here to bring you this good music. Here on Spirit Soul Music, we explore a portion of the secular spiritual, and we take a ride, a music adventure, if you may, to check out the modern spiritual in word and song through its hidden meanings, as well as its beauty, lament, and hope.
Beams of as I go, through this wilderness, this wilderness. This wilderness here below, guide my feet, guide my feet in peaceful ways. Turn my midnight, turn my midnight into day.
Oh, yeah. honor to God, who's ahead of our house, thanking him for his many blessings and all he's done for us. And Blackstreet would like to share all he's given us with you.
Jesus is real. Yes, he is real to me. More precious than silver, more precious than diamond rings or anything that I could give him. It wouldn't be the thing. It's good to know the love inside from him. It guides me through. And it ain't good to know.
Yes, it will all reveal in time.
I know.
So you don't have
will.
To worry. You don't have to be afraid.
Oh, oh.
All you got to do is trust in him and never doubt. He'll always be there for you. He'll never let you down. And I believe in that, because I'm a living
yes,
witness
I
to this, y'all.
Because yes,
without God, my life would be nothing. So if you believe in what I'm saying, I want y'all all to come on and repeat
on.
After me. I know the Lord is real. Yes, he's real, I know.
Yes, he's real, I know.
He gave his life, he sacrificed. Just to save my soul. Come on, y'all. I know the Lord.
I know the Lord is real.
Yes, he's real.
Yes, he's real, I know.
He gave us all his blessings.
He gave us all his blessings.
It was 2,000 years ago. Now, come on, y'all. Help me sing this song.
control of the trials of my life until my body's old. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I feel it deep inside. Been handed the man's blessing. I had it told to me in truth. Gave my life lots of meaning. Many lessons on life. So many worth teaching. I'm gonna learn all I can. All my life ain't worth living. Walk with me down life's long corridors. And I'm sure we'll find one of those secret doors. Making sense of time so that there'll be some more. Strength in me to take the full control of the trials of my life until my body's old. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner.
He came on television and told everyone he had seen God. So I stopped channel surfing immediately. He said that he had seen God, and God told him to raise $8 million. God was broke.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's the second Sunday presentation of Spirit Soul Music on Ovations. Thank you so much for being a part of this presentation. My name is I. Robin Booker. Indeed, I am so honored to be here as Warren Cooper tends to his music ministry. We play the music that impacts your mind, heart, and soul. Just played something that I have been entranced by for the last few months, and it was brought again to my attention as news of Bobby Womack's health maladies came to surface around the first of the year. Bobby Womack, though, is still going strong. He is dealing with Alzheimer's, but that still did not preclude him from being able to put together one of the best new albums of 2012, that album being The Bravest Man in the World. And you just heard a cut from that, which included his late label mate, Gil Scott-Heron. The tune is entitled Stupid. From across the pond, we heard from Omar, as taken from his greatest hits collection, a one-word tune, Winner. From Blackstreet, you know, No Diggity, No Doubt, we heard their contemporary gospel presentation, The Lord is Real. Time will reveal. And we started out with the Edwin Hawkins Singers, a classic indeed, but still a revolution in its time. From the Oh Happy Day collection, we heard I Shall Be Free. Online, on the air, and in the community, you will find Hishimu Jeremoji. The newsman brings to us this week's edition of In the Spirit News.
Reverend Clarence Hester says he was part of the anti-drug movement in the 1980s when he was first called to the ministry.
Well, I actually was called in 1987. It was at a time, the height of our community activism, a time when I was pioneering the drug war movement in the city of Philadelphia. And somewhere in the midst of all of that, you know, the Spirit of God spoke to me and told me that he had a higher calling for me. And so I got licensed in 1988. I was ordained in 1993. I've been pastoring the Erie Avenue Baptist Church for the last 19 years.
Reverend Hester says he stopped going to his Episcopal church when he was 12 years old.
I felt that many of the things that were being taught to us as children in the church was not being exemplified. As we left the church, I seen something different than what was being taught in the church. And so I felt there was a lot of hypocrisy, and I just didn't want to be a part of it.
Hester's affiliated with the Southern Baptist Convention, and he's part of something called God's Plan for Sharing.
And as you go through the city, you might see churches where it says findithere.com. That was the initial theme for this particular initiative. And because of the success that we had in Philadelphia, at that time we had 81 churches participate in that effort. Because of that success, it became a national program where now they were actually funding different churches to do high-impact community events.
Reverend Clarence Hester says they're moving from behind the church walls into the community. He says he's been challenging his larger church community to reach out to serve the people for many years. Serving the people, it's the mantra of the Black Panther Party. It's the call of Christ consciousness. It's the mission of the messengers of Allah, bringing the word of God to the people. In fact, serving their spiritual needs. The manifestation of the word becoming flesh in the works of those called to the ministry, has many manifestations, all leading to one goal, hearing God's directives and carrying them out in the world and realizing there is no separation. With this edition of In the Spirit News, I'm Hishimu Jeremoji.
And to connect with Mr. Jeremoji, you can reach him online at inthespiritnews@yahoo.com. www.clarencehester.com.
Your classical and jazz station, this is member-supported WRTI 90.1 FM Philadelphia, 91.3 WRTQ Ocean City Atlantic City, 90.7 WRTL Ephrata Lebanon Lancaster, 91.1 WRTY Jackson Township Mount Pocono, 91.7 WJAZ Somerdale Harrisburg, 91.7 WRTX Dover, and 89.3 WRTJ Coatesville. A broadcast service of Temple University, also available in HD.
Thank you. a nation planted, so concerned with gain. As the seasons come and go, greater grows the pain. And far too many feeling the strain. Whoa, when will there be a harvest for the world? Yeah, yeah.
We've had another adventure, ride, and journey together. Yeah, you've been listening to Spirit Soul Music on Ovations. My name is I. Robin Booker. Indeed, I am so honored to have a chance to host this show, which will be a regularly scheduled event every second Sunday of every month. You're bound to hear the likes of me. Let me tell you what you just heard, too, from top to bottom, from Earth, Wind, and Fire, the elements of the universe. Keep your head to the sky. Was there a motivational tune? From the Brooklyn Funk Essentials, we heard their rendition of The Creator Has a Master Plan. It was, but was not, the Isley Brothers that you heard with their Prayer. It was really a remix of the Isley Brothers from an album called The Isley Brothers Taken to the Next Phase. It is a reconfiguration of those classic tunes. And we heard Harvest for the World as done by Raphael Sadiq, Kelvin Wooden, and of course, the Isley Brothers. From Philadelphia's own Norman Connors, we heard the selection, Wouldn't You Like to See? And we concluded that set with Lenny Kravitz and a plea, God save us all. Ovation's founding host and producer Warren Cooper will return next week with a special peace party edition of Ovations, celebrating gospel music and the nonviolent legacy of MLK Jr. This presentation is in rhythm with the national holiday in service of the national holiday day of service celebration of Dr. King's birth on Monday, January 21st. And if you don't know, now you do. Spirit Soul Music is global. You can always find us online. You can visit us on Facebook and like our page, Spirit Soul Music on Ovations. Or you can also check us out on iTunes and subscribe to listen to the audio podcast. Just mouse over to the title and click play. Open iTunes and download and subscribe to the Spirit Soul Music Podcast. In the meantime, and leaving you, I bid you to be well, stay blessed, and don't you dare forget that life is but a moment.